Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Check out tens of thousands of technical articles on our new knowledge hub on farmersjournal.ie.
But first, we began last week's programme talking about the calving season. Well, we're going to begin this week's programme talking about the lambing season, because this spring, all across the country, over 3.5 million lambs will be born. Despite the recent cold weather, lambing season is another sign of springtime. It's ramping up now, it'll peak in mid-March and slow down at the beginning of April.
Hello, Cahill. How are you?
Cahill Swan is one such flock owner, busy lambing ewes. He and his wife, Julie, are sheep farmers from Screen in County Meath.
We have three batches. We have 180 starting on the 15th of January. We have 180 starting on the 20th of February. And we have the remainder starting on the 20th of March.
And how hands-on is it?
20 hours a day. Like, I go home at 10 o'clock, go sleep on the couch for a few hours, come back down at 12 or half 12. You could be here for an hour or you could be 3 hours. So some mornings I might go home, have a drop of whiskey at 5 o'clock and go to bed. And my good wife comes down at 7:30 or 8 o'clock in the morning. She does the mornings, I do the evenings.
And then, of course, the pet lambs are, if a ewe has more than two, there's always going to be one or two left over. They need an awful lot of attention.
Yeah, that's where all the time goes in. Julie spends most of the few hours each day, three times a day, looking after us.
Does weather make a big difference?
Oh, the weather is everything. There's a local man down the road, I was talking to him the other day there, and he says, you know what? He says, the biggest tax on farmers, he says, is the weather. He says, it's no income tax at all.
Weather is everything, really,
weather,
on a farm.
Weather is everything.
When do you let the sheep and the lambs out onto the grass, then?
Oh, ideally a week after they've been born. There's lambs here, as you see, the place is full of lambs, and they're in for the last fortnight or 3 weeks. They right. need to go out.
How hardy are the little lambs? Like, they look so helpless and small and all that, but once they get out...
They're not too bad, yeah. They're hardy until something goes wrong, and then they're not hardy at all. Like, if they get 2 or 3 days, or even one good day and one night, they acclimatise. So we try and put them into sheltery feeds at the beginning, like, and put them in bigger batches then, keep them in small groups.
Right. So you started on the 15th of January, you're in and out getting 2 and 3 hours sleep a night.
Oh, well, I sleep, most of my sleep is on the couch.
And so that'll continue until when now? When will the last lambing happen here?
First, second week in April. As one sheep farmer says to me a few years ago after the big snow, he says, lucky, he says, we have bad memories because we'd never do the same thing again next year. I do often think of what he says when the weather is bad.
But you've stuck at it, though. You've been at it for how many years now?
Well, it's since I left school.
You know nothing else?
I'm the wrong side of 50 now, so and I left school early. I didn't go to college, so that's probably why I'm still at it. Yeah, there is a bit of hardship, but there's a hardship in most things. When you drive out through the fields in April and the lambs playing and all healthy, it is worthwhile, probably, yeah.
I suppose, in terms of, based on the CSO sheep statistics from December 2019, there'd be about 2.64 million breeding females, or ewes as they're known, in the country.
There are around 34,000 flocks in Ireland, with an average of 75 breeding ewes per flock. Damien Coslow is a sheep specialist with Chagask in Athenry.
And again, I suppose, based on the National Farm Survey estimates, they on average they produce maybe 1.35 to 1.4 lambs per ewe being mated. So from this, like, we could assume that a breeding flock of about 2.64 million, we'll be talking about, you know, 3.6, 3.7 million lambs being born in the country this spring. Donegal, Mayo and Galway would be the top three counties in terms of total numbers of sheep, and they probably account for about 36% of the total sheep in the country.
Now, sheep farming is seen as the poor relation in terms of farm enterprises. What sort of a future does it have?
I think that, you know, the future is good. I mean, in 2020, I suppose farmers enjoyed an increase in terms of the price they were being paid for their lambs. It was probably in the order of 10 or 12 euro per lamb on average, up on 2019. Now, some farmers would argue that it was only coming back up to where it should be, I suppose. But that's according to Board BA figures. And again, the prospects for 2021 look reasonably good.
West across the country, near Ballinrobe in County Mayo, Martin Shaughnessy is also busy with the lambing.
I suppose I do break it up here. I keep about 120 ewes, fairly dry farm, you know. I split it into February lambing, the end of January, February lambing, and the rest will come in the middle of March. Look at the first batch of ewes, about 60 ewes lambed at the moment. It was probably a bit easier this year, I suppose. The land dried up fairly well the first week, the first few days of February, and I suppose last Thursday I got out a lot of lambs out to the field, and the ground was a bit drier and things like that. So that's I think the weather was a big help compared to this time last year. Lambing wise, I suppose it went okay, ups and downs, you know, but a lot of, you know, I suppose once the ewe has plenty of milk, that's the key, that if the ewe has plenty of milk and get the lambs out, the two lambs out to grass and make sure to have grass for them and things like that, you know.
And what about the weather this week? It's been very cold.
It's very cold. I suppose, as I said, I got lambs out last Thursday. I suppose they were nearly a week out before the snow came. They're probably 10 days old now, a lot of the lambs. I suppose the snow this morning now when I went out, you know, I looked in the lambs and they were, make sure they're in shelter, got good shelter. That's the main thing. There'll be a lot of walls and trees, you know. Everything was fine this morning. They were nearly jumping around in the snow. Like, the ground conditions weren't that wet yet, but I think there's a bad week promised with rain, so... You know, but so far, like, I suppose if they're real young lambs, it'd be a lot harder on them, but they're a week to 10 days old, it wasn't as bad.
When you've new young lambs like that out in the fields, are you worried at all about dog attacks or about fox attacks?
Yeah, I suppose, look, I like to keep them in here, I suppose, 2 or 3 days before letting them out, to make sure they're well mothered with their mothers and things like that. I suppose the foxes would be a big issue as well, like young lambs that if they wandered away from the mother and things like that. Dogs in this area can be a big problem, you know. I suppose when they're in the shed, it's not a big issue, but when yours are out before they go into the shed, before Christmas, or even a lot of people around here have yours out, and if a dog does attack a sheep, like, you don't know, like, there mightn't seem a lot of damage at the time, but when they go lambing, that's when you know the damage of embryo losses and things like that, you know.
Meanwhile, back on the Swan Farm in Skreen.
Okay, so we're in the shed here now. How many sheep have we here? How many ewes?
Probably 180, 90.
And how many ewes. Lambs?
Or there could be 150 lambs.
All right, so there's about 300 or so.
Yeah.
You have the bucket here, and you're going to tell me that this is going to get very noisy now.
I'm in the wind. Once they hear the bucket rattle, they won't let you forget to feed them.
That's Cathal Swan there at feeding time for his flock and screen in County Meath. It was a bit like, I suppose, walking into a classroom with loads of bags of sweets. That was the reaction there to the buckets of nuts from the sheep on his farm. And before that, we heard from Mayo flock owner Martin Shaughnessy and also Chagas specialist Damien Costello. And Martin was chatting there, you know, about the threat of dog attacks. And farmers really are afraid. They're at their wits' end about their animals getting attacked and mauled by dogs, your little pet that you wouldn't think would harm a fly. But if you do live near the countryside and you are going walking, as the farmers would say, and they plead with us here, they're emailing us and they text us and say, would you ever mention to tell people, please keep your dogs on a leash, especially at this time of the year when you have pregnant ewes and all these lambs as well.